It's back to school time, and that means different things to parents, students, and of course, educators. This is Lisa Berry, and one of our area's top educators is joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, Ypsilanti Community School Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Edmondson. I'm hoping I can get him to talk because he's a pretty quiet, shy guy. In fact, you refer to yourself as the most real guy you will ever meet. What does that mean?
Honest, direct, passionate. You have a question for me, I will answer it. I'm a regular guy. Don't ever let a title or a position or a degree define who you are. That's not who I am. None of those things. I'm Ben Edmondson. So when you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it the best way that I can.
You're beginning your sophomore season as the superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools. Yeah. What are you looking forward to this year?
Raising my batting average, like anybody else. If it's your second year, you want your batting average to go higher, so mine will. What does that mean? That means, you know, making some positive changes, continuing with some of the momentum that we have, addressing the issues as I see them, looking at student achievement, looking at enrollment, just overall morale, trust that the community has in their school district, trust that they have for me to direct our district and manage it, and more importantly, lead the district in a direction that it needs to go.
I like to try to focus on the positive, but I'm going to ask you a question about it. What do you see as the biggest problem?
Boy, I think there's been a lot of change. I mean, you took two districts, and I believe I said this before, you take two districts that were failing before and you put them together. And then, you know, there's like a time clock that you're looking at where things have to get done in that time frame, or somebody's going to come and take you over, or somebody's going to come and take your job. So there's so many issues that I have to handle. And every day there's like multiple issues that come at me, multiple. And I have to solve them. I have to be a problem solver and get them done in a timely fashion. It's very difficult.
But that's everybody's job, isn't it? We all have problems.
I would say that's everybody's job, but I mean, certain things are unique to us. Again, you took two districts, you put them together in 6 months. Okay, maybe 8 months. You put them together, and I didn't have any role in that. I was working for Ann Arbor Public Schools at that time. So now I'm in the thick of things, and I see some things that I would have done differently, or some things that aren't working that you looked at, you've had in place for 2 years or so, and you say, we have to redirect. And then the community is accustomed to this redirection. At some point, the redirection needs to stop, and then you have a state of calm. Do you hear it now?
I hear it. Calm. You're calm. But I think if people look at the Ypsilanti School District and you ask them what's wrong, they say, oh, enrollment. They're losing students. Poor Ypsilanti Community Schools.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, the way that the district is positioned, you have charter schools all around. You have Plymouth Canton, a big giant, and then you have Ann Arbor, another big giant. And private schools, you have all of these options for parents. I mean, what do you think? I mean, I have children. I want the place that I think is going to be best for my children. So with all these options, you have a lot of parents that school shop. So they hop from this school to this school to this school to this district to that district. They don't see the business side. I have the business side. So my goal is to make sure, you know, I thought you were going to ask me this, but we're going to pretend that you did ask me. And my response, and you can think of the question like Jeopardy, but my response would be, we want to be the top, or maybe the first top performing urban district in the country.
That's your goal?
That's my goal. That should be.
And where do you think you are right now?
We're getting there. I mean, it takes time. I mean, I've had 1 year behind me, and I'm very proud of the things that we've been able to accomplish, but there's still so much more that we have to do. But that drives me. That would be exciting that we are a top performing urban district. Because if I ask you, tell me where a top-performing urban district is, Miss Lisa, what would you say? Your answer, no matter what, is going to be?
Ypsilanti Community Schools.
Thank you. All right.
And how long is that going to take?
3 to 5 years.
Really? What do you have to do?
You have to do what I'm doing now.
Which is?
You assemble a team. You get good talent. You bring in dynamic people. You capitalize on the dynamic people that are already here. You use people who are getting the best results to lead and to serve as mentors to those who are not getting those results. You have high expectations for kids. You have expectations for staff. You have expectations for families. You've got to set the tone, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable in your district. If you don't, then you'll settle for anything. You have to say, this is the bar. This is where we need to be. Until we get there, we're not where we should be.
We're talking to Ypsilanti Community School Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Edmondson. And do you think everyone in your district is on board with your plan, your vision?
Oh, no. I mean, it's sort of like being the president of the United States. You're always going to have your detractors one way or the other. But I've been well received overall by the staff. I mean, I had a great board meeting two board meetings ago. A couple of teachers, I'll give them a shout out in the fourth grade from Esterbrook. They know who they are. Okay. Miss O would be one and Miss Armstrong would be the other. They sat in front of the school board and said, what an excellent job I've done that I come and visit. And that I also I get things done. I'm happy to be a problem solver, but you know sometimes people don't like the way that you solve problems. So thus, they don't like you because you didn't solve it the way that they'd like it to be solved.
Well, and you're pretty outspoken, let's just say it.
Yeah, well, you just said it then. I mean, I'm just sitting here listening. Okay. I mean, I've heard
that
before.
Well, you agree or disagree?
Well, I would agree. I'm direct. I'm direct. Okay. And, you know, I'm from the East Coast, and I think you come from being direct. My mom is very direct. My mm-hmm. dad is not as direct. You know, so I'm the combo meal between the two of them. But I prefer living my life with honesty over discomfort. If you ask me a question, I would hope that you want it to be honest and direct. It might be uncomfortable, the answer that you get, but you know that it's true, it's true. It's honest. That's how I am. So I always say that I'm not kid on the emperor's new clothes that says the king is naked. Somebody's got to say it. Hmm. Okay. And how do you get good? You get good and great by acknowledging where you need to be, okay, what your issues are, and then you go on and you solve them.
Your school year ended on a pretty sad note with the loss of a student. How did that impact you, or what did you go through with that?
Devastated. I mean, I would never wish that on anyone. I mean, such a wonderful young man, such a great family. I knew his brother from Ann Arbor Public Schools. It hit me hard. You know, this job, people expect you as a superintendent to be super, and that you really can't wear your emotions for kids. You know, it's all about business, and that's not me. I'm the most real guy. So I went and I talked to some students afterwards, a month and a half afterwards, and I just got all teary-eyed, and I just told them I'm a real guy who feels pain and loss and hurt and that I had not grieved. And I just kept going on because that's what you're supposed to do. And there comes a time where you have to slow down and deal with the cards that you've been dealt.
Sad situation.
Very.
2016-2017 school year about to begin. Do you guys begin before Labor Day?
We've already started. You know, we have multiple schools. We have Wyma that started, Wyma and Wye High, and it's packed. I mean, absolutely packed. We have Holmes and Ford, our pre-K and elementary schools, not as packed. I think it has to do with the changing of the times, that we change the times, and there's a lot of options. But I'm always going to try to do what's in the best interest of our families. Sometimes those are going to be great decisions, and sometimes they're not going to be met with us as enthusiastic as I would like them to be.
What's your best advice as we begin the school year?
To students, I would say be prepared. Hmm. I mean, life is about preparation and you know, being ready when your time is here, you got to be prepared. You got to seize the moment. I always say when opportunity meets preparation, man, good things happen.
Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools, thank you so
it's
much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Come back anytime.
Thank you.